A little later on in the show, we're going to be putting in a call to one Mrs. Wendy Berlowitz, who is a 23-year-old English instructor at the University of Oklahoma in Norman. She teaches English, and well, she's in a class by herself, is all I can say, as a result of a recent incident, that she walked into class, and to start the whole class, she said, "Well, my body isn't much, but here goes." And she disrobed, took off all her clothes, and read poetry for the rest of the class. Why would a person do that? What? Because it's there. Huh? No, I won't buy that. We'll check into her and find out why you would sit there on nothing but your iambic pentameter for a whole English class and read poetry. Should be kind of interesting to talk to. That's Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airman, a Hot Rod Lincoln, which has recently been recalled. It's Charlie Tuna, Just What the Doctor Ordered, Shock Treatment, with Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. This is their latest sign. The way I figure it, they've got at least 10 more hits to go before their career is over. They sit around in their motel rooms with faded photographs. Taurus! Here's Paul Simon, who has always proved to me that it is possible to love something that you don't understand. I never understand this guy's words, but I sure like the music. Charlie Tuna with the latest. Me and Julio, down by the schoolyard. I was the one in the dirty raincoat. You recognize Julio. Mama pajama roll. Here's probably the dirtiest record of the year, and since these are just kids singing, I'll ask you to hum the first part. Mm-mm. Charlie Tuna with America and a horse with no name. What's the old saying? You can lead a horse to desert, but you can't make him squat on a cactus. Rode to the desert on a horse with no name. Desert turned to sea, there were rocks and birds and plants and things. Not a bad excuse to come home with late in the morning, is it? Hit the old lady with that one. It's Charlie Tuna's show. I have right now on my telephone over here Mrs. Wendy Berlowitz, who is a young 23-year-old English instructor at the University of Oklahoma, who had some problems with the university last week as a result of an incident. And, well, I'll let her tell you about it. Hello, Wendy?
Hello?
Hello, Wendy Berlowitz?
Yeah?
Charlie Tuna.
Hi.
I was commenting about what happened in your English class.
Right.
You want to explain what happened?
Well, it's pretty simple. I disrobed.
Well, how did you introduce the class? I mean, what happened?
Well, see, a week before, another graduate assistant in the English department took his clothes off in front of the class. He had already been fired.
Oh, I see.
And well, he did it because he felt that there's no reason why you shouldn't wear clothes. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't be naked if you want to be naked.
Right.
But the thing is, he copped out. He committed himself right afterwards to a mental institution.
And you're not crazy, right?
Well, I don't think I'm crazy, see.
Well, what has been the action by the university as a result?
Well, they're trying to press charges, but they can't find anybody to sign a complaint.
You read poetry to the class.
One of my husband's short stories.
Oh, I thought...
A sick practical joker who plays the ultimate sick practical joke by jumping out of an airplane with a pink umbrella.
Oh.
Killing himself.
Okay, I thought if you read poetry, it'd probably be free verse. Nobody fell asleep in class, did they?
No, nobody fell asleep.
And nobody dropped out, I bet.
No.
Wendy, I must, if anything, congratulate you on the courage it must have taken to do that. What was the reaction of the students when it all happened?
Well, I asked if anybody objected before, and nobody did, but they were pretty skeptical beforehand.
I imagine.
One guy said that, He was afraid he'd have to leave. He couldn't watch it because he had to try out for a golf tournament. He was afraid he'd be too nervous to try out the whole thing.
Well, Wendy, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. You have brought a whole new meaning to the expression body English.
I know. This hardly seems appropriate, but... Somebody told me the other day that song has been around for like 3 years, but the motion picture Play Misty For Me brought it to national attention, and now it's like number one everywhere. It's the first time ever I saw your face, Miss Roberta Flack, on the Charlie Tuna Show. Still shaking my head over Wendy Berlowitz, right? Can't you hear the talk among the guys at that college, the University of Oklahoma, right now? So,
hey, Wendy Berlowitz has the grooviest grade curves on campus.
Smallow on the Charlie Tuna Show, and Suavecito. Next is Get Away From Me, Joe.
Gotcha! Uh-huh.
Well, that cans it for another week of Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for listening. I'll expect you back here next week unless you find a suitable alternative. You may after this. Just words of wisdom. We've got a few minutes here, right? A few words of wisdom for you. Everything is relative in life. After all, a minute is no time at all. Unless you're holding your breath. You're right. Till next week, stay tuned.